Good evening, everyone. We are going to talk about, usually we critically analyze the text and then ask some questions and then read some commentary, read some mafarshim. We're not reading any text today, at least from the Chumash. We are asking a very basic question. We're asking not what the Torah, why the Torah says things, we're asking why the Torah doesn't say certain things. So why is the Torah silent as to why Avram was chosen by God? The Torah begins, just says, "V'yomer Hashem l'Avram, lech lecha me'aretzecha." God says, "Go from your land, from your father's house, etc., etc., and I'm going to make you into a great nation." But there are all these stories, there are all these midrashic stories, and the Torah ignores them. And it's fascinating that. Take for example the Rambam. The Rambam is someone who like is not necessarily interprets or understands that every medrash to be literal, right? The Rambam is more of a rationalist, and he would say, is it written in the text? Is it not written in the text? And yet the Rambam himself says that there is a story. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis and Gimel, the Rambam said, Sur ha'olamim lo yashum adam. Shahaya Makiro Veloyodu El Yechidim. There weren't some people, there very few people recognize God's greatness, existence. They're very individuals, Chanoch, Mesushalach, Noach Shem and Aver. Val Derech Zeh Hayolam Holech Miskalgal Chinalot Amud Shalom Bahu Avram Avinu. And this is how the world went. You had an individual here and there who believed in God. And but most of the world did not believe in an all-encompassing, all-powerful God until Avram comes along. And Halacha Gimel says, "Kemen shenikmal esan zeh hitzchil l'shotet bedato." So when he was a young man, he was thinking. V'katan, he was a young man. V'hitzchil lachshav b'yom v'laila. He was thinking day and night. V'yot tamia. Heach efshar shi'a galgal azeh noig tamiv lo yelo maneh gumi yisabevoto. This galgal, presumably the sun, was constantly. Around and who's leading it? The sun can't be basically causing itself to spin around, I guess. And no, there he had no teacher. No one would tell him anything. He was immersed in Orkastim among the idolaters, the foolish idolaters, Vavivimo, and his father and mother. Everyone else served stars, the stars, and he would serve with them. Sorry, hold on 1 second. And he would serve with them. And the libo meshotet umayvin ad sheisik derech haemes ha'derech haemes vehavin kava tzedek mitfunaso hanachona. And he would understand until he reached the truth, and he would understand righteousness from his correct understanding. Vayeda sheyesham eloka echad. And he knew that there was one God, v'hu manig ha-galgal, and he's the one who's controlling the spheres. V'hu bara kol, he created everything. V'ein ba'kol nimsa eloka chutimenu, and there is no one else other than him, other than God. God created everything. V'yeda shekolam tov, and he knew that the whole world was making a mistake. V'davar shegarm lehen li'tao zeh she'ovdim z'kuchavim, and okay, so then, and then this thing that caused them to make a mistake, that they served the stars, v'tzuros ad she'avad ho'emes bidatam, and he goes on to say that there everyone else is making a mistake. Uven arba'im shana hikir Avram's boro, and Avram was 40 years old when he recognized his creator. Kevan shehikir v'yada, and once he recognizes and he understood this, hischil ashiv tshuvos abrei orkasim. Then he started to respond to the people of orkasim, v'larach dimi mahem, and to arrange judgment with them. V'lomar she'ein zeh derech emes shetem holchim ba. And that he said that it's not the true way that you're following. V'shibrat slamim, and he broke the idols. V'hischil lodia la'am she'ein roi lavo ella leloka olam. And he said that there is it's not fit to serve other gods other than Hashem. Kevin shgavar lam berayosa bikeshemach lahargo. Once he he proved strong over them with his proofs. The king wanted to kill him. And a miracle happened. He went to Haran. And he went, he began to call out with a large voice to the whole world, and to make them known, that there's one God for the whole world, and to him it is fit to serve. And he would go and he would gather people from city to city, from kingdom to kingdom, until he reached Canaan. And people would gather around him, and he would inform them all according to his understanding, until he would bring them to the path of the truth, until thousands and tens of thousands believed in Avram's vision, and they were the people of the house of Avram, and he implanted in them this main principle of faith, and he wrote many different svarim, and he informed this to Yitzchak his son. So the Rambam, again, the Rambam is not always quoting Midrashim, and yet he accepts this as a fact that Avram, this major part in Avram's life, of Avram essentially, finding God at the age of 40. And getting into debates with other people, and really converting, proselytizing, and basically promoting religion, and convincing thousands, tens of thousands of people to believe in monotheism. And that's the Rambam. And the Ramban said something similar. The Ramban says, Ha'inyan Hamakubal. This is Ramban Perek Yud Pasuk Chav Ches. Va'inyan Hamakubal is Nimsa Gam Kain Besefer Kanmone Hagoyim. Apparently, the Ramban says that there is this book, non-Jewish book of the early, the book dealing with the nations of the world, and from an early ancient book, Kemoshe Kasev Arab B'Mor Nevuchim, as the Ram wrote in Mor Nevuchim, Ki Yizkiru B'Sefer Avodas Ha'Ikarim HaMitzriim, that gets the name of this book, that Avram Asher Nolad B'Kuta, he was born in this place called Kuta, Chilek Al Das Amon Shayu Ovdim HaShemesh. So he argued on most people who served the sun. Venasa Melch also Beis HaSohar. King put him in jail. V'ayimahem B'tochos Yamim Rabim Sham. And he was debating with him for many days. Achar Kach Pachad HaMelech. After this, the king was afraid. Shiyashchis Olav Artso. V'yasa B'nei HaAdam Me'emunaso. That the king was afraid he's going to corrupt the people with this crazy belief in monotheism. V'garash Osok Tse Eretz Canaan. And he drove him out to the edge of the Eretz Canaan, Asher Lakach Kol Hono, Achar, after he took all his wealth. V'hinei Al Kol Panim B'Makom Ahu Be'eretz Katzin Nasa Neis Avram Avinu. And apparently, in any case, a miracle happened to Avram in Eretz Kastim. O Neis Nistor, maybe a hidden miracle. Shenasan Belev Oso Amelch Latzilo V'shelo Yumisenu V'hotzi Oso Be'eretz Asor Shelech L'Nafsho, that God placed in the heart of the king to save him and not to kill him, and he basically exiled Avram instead of killing him. Ones before some, so Ramban says maybe it was, the stories we hear when we're young, that he was saved from a fiery furnace, like what Chazal say, or maybe it was just a hidden miracle that God basically put it in the heart of the king to exile him instead of kill him. Okay, so similar story, and maybe this is why the Rambam believes the story to be true, even though it's not quoted in the Torah, maybe, not sure tradition, but the Ramban cites that the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, there was a text which had the story in it, called Kadmonei HaGoyim, and also, right, so according to this, Avram was about 40 years old when he found God. There's, of course, another version to this, and the other version is that the Ravid says, wait a second, was he really 40? Right? How old was he? Maybe not. Maybe he was a little younger.
There is a story that at age 3, right?
There's a story. The Ravid says, Yesh Agada, there's a story. Ben Shalosh Shanim, he was 3 years old. Shinamar Ekev Asher Shema Avraham Bekoli, Minyan Ekev. What does it mean, Ekev? In Gematria, Ekev is 172. How long did Avram live? 175. So Avram listened to God's voice for how long? 172 years. First 3 years, he didn't, because It was 3 years old when he found God. And the Gemara, this is the Ravid is based on the Haggadah. The Haggadah is found, the story is found in Maseches Nedarim, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Amar of Ami Bar Abba Ben Gimel Shanim Hikir Avram Esboro. Avram was 3 years old when he recognized his creator. Shneimar Eikav Sheshem Avraham Bekoli, Chush Benam Mea V'Shivim Matartin. Right, so that's 172. He followed God for 172 years. So this obviously two different versions. Did he find God when he was 40, or did he find God when he was 3? What's the difference? What's the difference? I mean, instead of the age, what kind of method did Avram use to find God if he was 3 versus 40?
3 is just like very mature,
a little baby. Oh, in other words, he was like a gadol. It's like a gadolim story. Avram knew Shas when he was 3 years old. It was like an art school biography. Avram Avinu knew Shas when he was 3 years old. He was a gadol, maybe. How else would you describe someone who believes in God when he's 3 versus when he's 40? What would the difference be?
They always say when you are 40, you get your wisdom.
Okay, so what's the difference if you find God when you're 3?
That's, I guess, you're very much...
That's supernatural.
Exactly.
You're saying it's supernatural, or maybe not. I think there are many people who are 3 years old and they believe in God. It's not based on something supernatural. What's it based on?
Chinuch.
What?
Chinuch, Yocheved said.
Chinuch, okay.
But he didn't see this chinuch in his house.
I understand. Right? So, or maybe it's a simple faith. It's more of an emotional faith. Mm-hmm. Not everyone undergoes an intellectual, sophisticated, rigorous philosophical analysis of what's the meaning of life, who created what, how come the sun, what's causing the sun, is the sun really a god, what's causing the sun to stay in place. It could simply be that you have simple faith. You're like, you're born 3 years old and you say, okay, I believe there's a God who controls everything. That is not a simple faith. In other words, one might be more of an emotional faith than one might be more of an intellectual type of faith. In fact, there's a Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah. There's a Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah which says, "Ki im besoras Hashem chavtzo, ki yadati l'man asher yitzave, v'osoras o yegeh, amar Shimon av lo limdo, v'rav lo haya lo." So as Gila points out, Avram Avinu didn't have a father who taught him Torah, and he didn't have a Rebbe who taught him Torah. U'meheichan lamad es haTorah. From where did Avram Avinu learn the Torah? Right, kima Torah Hashem chavtzo. So where do you get it from? Zimen lo akadosh baruch hu shtei klayos kamin shnei rabbanim. Shem gave him two kidneys. They were like two rabbis, two teachers. Vahu novos malamdos oso tar v'chachma. His two kidneys would teach him Torah. What's he really saying here? When he's saying, you know, God gave him two kidneys. What does that mean? That God gave him two kidneys to teach him Torah. What do you think that means? What do you think that means?
It was innate.
It was something innate. It was something that was part of his personality. Now, was this something? Again, I don't have to say something supernatural. Was it simply an inclination that he had to believe in God? All right, a simple faith when he was 3 years old, or was it something that he thought about and he went back and forth, and finally he found God, but after a struggle, after a long search, right? You have different perspectives. You also have this here, Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, with this sort of second perspective. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says that Avram had 10 different tests, and he says Nisayon Rishon, the first test, Kishanol and Avram Avinu Bikshu Kol Gedolei Amalchus Lahargo. When Avram Avinu was born, there's one version says all the leaders of the kingship, and some say it was Nimrod, wanted to kill Avram. V'nechba mitachas laris shloshes reishana, and he was hidden for 13 years. Shlo ra lo shem shlo yorech. Again, this would indicate that Avram believed in God somehow when he was born, because he became a threat, when he was born. And lachar shlosh esrei shana yatsa mitachas laaretz. After 13 years, he emerged. Medaber lashon kodesh. He spoke Hebrew, maasa Hashem v'shikas apsilim. He despised all the different idols. Ubatach b'tzel yotro, and he had faith in God. God's going to have faith in him. And what's his nisayon hasheni? What's the second nisayon? The second test? Nasno bebeis asurim asashani bekuta v'sheva bekardo. He was put in jail for 10 years. In these two, what, 3 years in one place, kuta, and 7 years in kirdo. And yeshom shalosh bekirdo v'sheva bekuta. And that's some say it was 3 years in kirdo and 7 years in kuta. And lachar asashanim shalchu v'vioso. And after 10 years, they threw him in the fire. And then what happened? A Kadosh Baruch Hu saves him. Right? Hashem says, Ur is the fire of Kastim. So that's a hint to the fact that he was in a furnace and Hashem saved him as an open miracle. So again, you have sort of two schools of thought. One that sort of suggests that Avram was older when he finds God. And one, he was younger and he was a threat. You know, from when he was a young age. And just to summarize, right, the Psukta Rabasi, he says the following. He says that Anochi Hashem ze Avram Avinu Echad Hoya Avinu Echad ze Avram Avinu Echad Hoya Avraham Nun Chamishim, right? Chamishim. Aleph is Avraham Anochi. Aleph is Avraham Nun is Chamishim. Sheben Chamishim Hikir Avram is Boro. Okay, so Anochi is Asher Avram, who's Echad, and he was 50 when he recognized God. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan, no, they say, how old was he? He was 48 when he recognized God. Rish Lakish said he was 3 years old, based on Eka V'Sheshema Hashem B'Koli. All right, so...
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Rabbi?
Yeah?
I think we're going back and forth. This doesn't really do anything for me. The age, what age, not age. Bottom line is that God knew that Avraham was going to be the guy. He's going to be the guy who find God, get the people going, so on. So what difference did it? 3, 8, 40.
Okay.
He was chosen to be the guy who was going to do it. So
okay. You say it doesn't make a difference. Okay. I hear. Okay. I'm gonna tie that in. I hear what you're saying. I'm gonna respond to that at the end of the year, Sandra. Yeah.
Don't you think it's highly unlikely that he could have a following at the age of 3? Maybe he would believe in God, but people wouldn't follow him.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if anyone says that they followed him when he was 3.
But they do follow. But they do say that he had a great following and influence on hundreds and thousands.
No, first of all, that was the Rambam, and he said that when he was 40.
Right.
But it could be that when he was 3, that's when he started believing God, and maybe he got the thousands when he was older.
Okay.
All I'm saying is, the only point I'm making right now is that it's clear that there's a rabbinic tradition that's even agreed to by the Rambam, who's generally a rationalist and is not always a big fan of the Midrashim, taking them literally. But there's clearly a tradition that Avram, there was a story of Avram before God chose him. In other words, reason, background, you know, we find the idea of Noach Matzochei Ben Hashem. Before God speaks to Noach, we find that Noach found favor in the eyes of God. We have Moshe's early life being recorded in the Torah. We don't have Avram's early life being recorded in the Torah. And there seems to have been, number one, very significant events in his life, okay, which demonstrates why he was worthy. And there are two schools of thought broadly. Was he a 3-year-old or was he a 40, 48, or 50-year-old? Right? In other words, was he very young, very old? So now I'm going to share with you 4 different approaches as to why the Torah, these stories are not mentioned in the Torah. So first we'll look at the Ramban. The Ramban says, Vayifate oscha Rabbi Avram b'kush Yosef sha'omer shelo siper ha'kasav zeh apela. Don't be so bothered by the Ibn Ezra, it's Rabbi Avram is the Ibn Ezra, that the Torah doesn't mention these stories. Ki od lecha atein, od hein lecha tavaraya b'zech yotzev. I'm going to tell you the reason. And he says the following, he says, the nations are not mentioned in their sefer because, so I guess the non-Jews didn't put in their sefer because they argue on Avram Avinu. V'hayu choshvim, and they thought that Beniso Shahu Masik Shafim Kinya Moshe Rabbeinu Yom Mitzrayim Tchilas Masav. They thought that what Avram did was simply a bunch of sorcery. And because of that, the Torah doesn't mention this. Why? Because if they mention the stories of Avram, they'd also have to mention the stories of those who argued on him. Because in mentioning Moshe's, you know, quarrels with the magicians, the Torah had to mention the magicians' claims. And that's not good. We don't want to mention, you know, false claims in the Torah. Why did they mention the stories with the Egyptian magicians or the Egyptian sorcerers and not those who argue on Avram? Because lo nisparu divrei Avram imahem kasher nisparu divrei Moshe Rabbeinu Basov. When it comes to Moshe, the Torah demonstrates how the Egyptian sorcerers were proven wrong. When it comes to Avram, it was not clearly proven that he was correct. He was saved, perhaps, by a miracle, but there was never like any clear miracle that demonstrated beyond a shadow of a doubt that their claims were faulty. So therefore, the Ramban says, technical reason, they don't want to mention, if you mention Avram's early stories, we're going to mention all these idolatrous beliefs, and we don't want to have them in our Holy Torah. Okay, that's the Ramban's approach. Second approach, Sfas Emes. So the Torah says, we all make an assumption. Assumption is, Torah says, Vayomer Hashem el Avram, Lech lecha me'aretzchom el'atchom mitzavicha. That Hashem specifically selected Avram, he called out to Avram. And the question is, why don't the Torah tell us why Avram is chosen? He says, the Sfas Emes, you got it wrong. He says, V'zorah Kodesh, Nira, Kizeh Atzmo HaShevach Sheshama, I'm sorry, Ramban Hiksha, Shenemar Lech Lecha B'lish Nizkor Mikolim Chibaso. Ramban says, yes, it mentions Lech Lecha without mentioning before why Hashem loves him. V'zorah Kodesh, Nira, Kizeh Atzmo HaShevach, that's the praise. Hashem is HaMaymar, Lech Lecha, Shenemar, Me'Hashem Yisparach Lecha Anashim. That Avram, that basically Hashem, again, I don't know how it was done, but Hashem issued the call to many people. Hashem told many people, go to the promised land and I'll make you, you follow my vision and I'll make you into a great nation. And only Avram answered the call. So the Zohar sort of turns it all around, and he says that the Torah is praising Avram that Hashem spoke, and only Avram listened. Hashem said it to many people. That's the praise. It's not that what we would assume, because Avram believed in one God, and he fought against all these other idolaters, and in his belief. So then God said, "Okay, father my chosen nation." That's not how the Zohar says. The Zohar says that no, what happened was that's not why God chose him. In fact, that's nice what Avram did, but God called out to many people, and only Avram answered the call. Okay, that is approach number two. Approach number three. The Maharal.
That's very similar to the Midrash that talks about that God offered the Torah to all the different nations.
Yeah. Right. Even though there's a history. Right? There's a history. It's almost as if God knew when it came to the others. You know, like that they all had their quality that they were not going to accept the Torah. So it's almost like, you know, like sort of Hashem knew as opposed to here. It's more like he opened up to everyone. But yeah, it's similar. I like that. That's a good point. So
it was obvious that he knew that they weren't going to accept because he told them the part that they wouldn't accept.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, I think that's right. That's good. Okay, so the Maharal says that v'hiksha Ramban shetema shelu shelo zachar kasev kolam zayshoyo Avram tzaddik. It's a question that the pasuk never mentioned before. This is Avram was a tzaddik. Aval afi hadvari ma'asher amanu lecha lo yikshe klal, because what I told you shouldn't be a question at all. Ki etzal Noach lo yabrak bechira pratit v'bechira hapratit lefi maaseh tzidkus shelo. See, Noach's choosing was for an individual, for him a personal choosing based on what he did. Avram lo haya bechira pratit. Once Hashem chose Avram, it wasn't a personal selection. Rak ba'uma ha'yisraeli shehem zaro. When he chose Avram as the father of the chosen nation, the Jewish nation. Shereksi bosa bechira ve'aseh oscha l'gai gadol. He didn't say, Noach, I'm going to choose you to be the father of my great nation. He said, Avram, you're going to father my great nation. V'zeh bechira klalit. This is a national selection. U'bechira kamozos ein tol b'masek klal. This selection does not depend on any behavior, v'lo b'chet, and not on any sin. Ki amayse hu l'prat. Right? As the, your behavior, that's only if you're selected as an individual. Af ki bevada is chus avas mol. Don't be wrong, the merit of the ancestors helps. Mikom akom ikar bechira, bechira klalit bov zaro. The selection for Avram and for his descendants was a national selection. She bechira pratit, hu lefia makabel. That the personal selection is based on the one who receives it. Im nishtana makabel, yishtana davar. If the one who receives the selection changes who he is, then maybe he will not be selected anymore. And now we can answer the question. The Torah doesn't mention the righteousness of Avram Avinu before God revealed himself to him. And Avomer lo, lev chamiratzum latacha. Before Hashem revealed to him and said, go now from your land, from your birthplace. She'im kach, if that was the case, hayamashme shelakach nigal lav kadosh baruch hu. If that was the case, that was why God revealed himself to him. Bishvil zchuso shizkir. If we would have mentioned Avram's righteousness beforehand, for God chose, we would say, oh, it's because of this. Vim kein haya zos ha'ava tliya b'davar. Therefore, God's love would be dependent on something. V'chol ava tliya b'davar, batol davar, batol ava. Any type of love that depends on something, once that matter is null and void, then the love is null and void. U'kach lo hizkir z'chuso. Therefore, Hashem, Torah doesn't mention the merit of Avram. Lo mar ki ha'bachira zos, lo talya b'schus klal. To say that the selection doesn't depend on Avram's merit at all. Therefore, it's impossible that it would be canceled out. In other words, the morale is, what's the morale telling us? That we shouldn't think that we were chosen only if we follow Avram's footsteps, if we follow Avram's values and lifestyles. Once we are chosen, then our mission cannot be revoked. Had the Torah mentioned these stories beforehand, then perhaps it would be dependent, we would think it depends on whether we would uphold those values. And if we sin, then we'd no longer be selected, no longer be chosen. Says the Torah, it's a binding covenant. Once Avram was selected as a nation, as the father of the nation, so then we can no longer revoke it. So that's so far the first three approaches. Number one, the tactical answer. We don't mention the stories before because there are details that are not appropriate to be mentioned in the Torah. It's the Ramban. Sfas Emes saying, that's not the reason why Avram was chosen. He was chosen because God spoke and only Avram listened. Only Avram answered the call. The Maral says, the reason why we don't mention the story is to tell us that it's not why he was chosen, it's that he was chosen for a mission, and it's not dependent on any behavior. Rav Rodenzweig, my Rebbe, sort of, this is Artie's question, who cares if he was 40 or 3? What's the difference? So Rodenzweig, he once suggested that actually does make a difference. Because maybe the point is that there are multiple ways to find God. If you find God when you're 3 years old, it's more of an emotional way, an emunah pshuta, a simple blind faith to find God. It's an emunah pshuta way to find God. If you're a 40-year-old who finds God, that's more of an intellectual way to find God. And maybe had the Torah answered the question that we're wondering, well, how old was he? Was he 3? Was he 40? Was he 40? Was he 50? We might think that there's only one way to find God. And maybe the answer is that's not important to the Torah. There are multiple ways to find God. And the point is that you find God. And there are multiple ways, and each way is legitimate. In other words, demonstrating to us that either approach, like, you have to find God when you're 3, if you're Muna Pshuta. If you have questions, forget about it. You're no good. Or vice versa. You have to have a deep-seated, intellectually rooted faith. If you don't, then that's no good. The answer is both are legitimate. It's irrelevant how we achieve that emunah, that faith, as long as we achieve that emunah. And that's why the Torah doesn't mention the history, because history is important. The key is have faith, whether it's an intellectual type of faith, whether it's an emotional type of faith, either faith is 100% legitimate.
I mean, it,